Hello. I'm sorry, I'm chuckling at myself because I always think it's funny when I hear myself talking to nobody, talking to myself effectively, but hopefully there will be some of you out there listening and having a chuckle with me. Anyway, Friday. But I woke up this morning thinking it was Saturday. What's going on, Rog? Hey ho, I was running ahead of myself, wishing the week away. So it's Friday and it's the first day of the year. Wow. I'm trying not to use the same old bloody greeting of wishing you all a happy new year. You know, to drag our asses into this new year. And I think I've found it. It's been a bit of a drag, hasn't it, really, I suppose. But it has for me, anyway. I think I've found an alternative to wishing you a happy new year. Of course I do, but what I will say is this. Let's hope for a better year than the last one, which was actually pretty shitty, all things being equal. Because at the end of the day, what do we have left? In fact, all we have left is hope, isn't it? We can't really trust our leaders for guidance and take us out of the shit that they've created. Neither can we trust our spiritual messiah to save us. Sorry about that, but it's all down to us as individuals to extend the hand of trust and hope to our family and friends. So, in the next year, in this year, in this next year, let's be kind to each other and show some compassion for our fellow men. And I'm afraid to say we need to brace up because this year will be the toughest yet. Not for you, eh? Well, you've managed to keep your job and your business. Well, good for you. Is that sarcasm I heard? Anyway, listen. I'm sorry to appear to be pessimistic, but if you can show me the way to Amarillo, okay, I'll show you where the church bells doth ring and where to hang your hat. And now on to my topic of the day. BLM. No, this is not a political statement and has got bugger all to do with the much publicized BLM movement. I'm using this fashionable title to draw attention to the seriousness of the issue under discussion. Black Lives Matter, yes. Yes, black men's lives matter. And I want today to address my black brothers because I've said it before, when it comes to prostate cancer, it does not discriminate. And when it comes to prostate cancer, I'm sorry guys, a black man's life and risk is higher than a white man. Fact. Black men and men of mixed ethnicity. I've stated this before. Black men and men of mixed ethnicity are more likely to get prostate cancer than any other men. If you're 45 and over, your risks increase as you get older. And if your father or mother has had it, you run a higher risk. If you're also overweight and obese, which is not always the case. But the symptoms are the same whether you're black or white. And to briefly summarize, difficulty urinating, chronic pain in the back, hips or pelvis, suffering from erectile dysfunction, blood in your urine. I've touched on that before, previously. However, listen to this. The odds in white males are 1 in 8, which again I mentioned in my previous podcast. But in black males, it's 1 in 4. Yes, my brother, it's 1 in 4. It's not known why. It's probably to do with hereditary genetics or something like that. I want to talk a little bit about the difference in attitude between the black and white males towards this disease. Here's what I've noticed. Black men are more prone to adopt a much more macho approach to it and act as if it's not happening to them and ignore it. Sweep it under the carpet, as it were. Well, I've just given you the statistics, 1 in 4. So it's most likely going to happen to 1 in 4 of you out there. So be aware of it, talk about it, and do something. Be proactive. So this macho thing that we black people, men, tend to have, you know, it doesn't impress prostate cancer at all. Consequently, by the time they can't hide it anymore, black men who have contracted this disease, it's too late to intercept its progress and treat it more mercifully. Because in the long term, what am I trying to say? What are we trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve, if we do catch it, a higher quality of life, a better quality of life, and an easier and fitter approach to dealing with it. I mean, it's all down to how, you know, we lead our lives. It's about the lifestyle we lead. It's about also talking about it amongst ourselves and trying to perhaps look a little bit more long term than short term. Yeah, you don't have to have rum every day, do you? Ah, dear. We've got nothing to prove to ourselves and to our prostate cancer and to our prostate. According to my urologist, when he eventually sees black men, it's all too often too late to make a difference. So come on, guys. Don't be stupid. You heard what I said. 1 in 4 of black men will get prostate cancer. You are at risk. You don't know whether you're going to be the 1 in 4. Assume that you may be. So, as I said, just adopt a much more proactive lifestyle and be much more aware of the risks and lead your life accordingly. I know you think, you know, of the size of your penis and your unquestionable ability to shag defines you, but trust me on this. When you can't pee against a wall from a distance of 3 feet anymore, and the colour of your urine turns red with blood, what then? What do you think? What will you be thinking? What will your partner be thinking? You should have told me earlier. Yeah? And why did you hide it? Why did you not discuss it when you felt and were aware of the symptoms, the signs and symptoms, perhaps, you know, earlier than what you're now facing? Why didn't you go to your doctor. So that's what I would urge my black brothers to do. Go and speak to your GPs. In fact, if you are in your 40s, as a matter of course, just go and get bloody tested. Get that PSA test done. Go and talk to your GPs, and they know the risks involved. Well, I've been to my own urologist because I suffer from BPH. You know, I have a checkup every year. And I will talk about this later, but before I set off on my first charity ride in support of prostate cancer, I went through all the tests necessary because I felt that unless I actually went through it and experienced what it took to go through it, I couldn't, with any kind of credibility, talk about advice, talking about prostate cancer to people who've got this disease. So I went through all the PSAs, biopsies, scans, all that. So, and I've seen whenever I go to every year to see my urologist, you know, I've seen very few black men. At the hospital that I attend. Why is this? Well, as I said, I think it's to do with living in denial, and we mustn't. We must be aware of the risks that we run, and we must become much more proactive. So, wake up, my black brothers, and as I said, if you're in your 40s, 45 onwards, investigate your own family history. In any case, get bloody tested. Visit the Prostate Cancers UK website, and there's a lot of information available there. And in the meantime, please take care of your urological health and enjoy life. And let's hope for a better year. Okay. Thanks for listening. Cheers.